The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday announced that it would not hear Wisconsin's John Doe case. John Doe had been looking into whether Governor Walker's 2012 recall campaign and third-party funders had illegally collaborated. Wisconsin Supreme Court had ordered an end to the probe, but prosecutors wanted to continue. Monday, they lost that petition. Janine Geske is a former state Supreme Court justice. She spoke with WUWM's LaToya Dennis about why the John Doe didn't make the cut.
What the court is looking for when it decides to take a case is whether or not there is a dispute among the states or conflict among the various federal district and appellate judges or something that's going to be recurring. Now, there are a number of reasons it can decide not to take the case. One is that there isn't a sufficient constitutional issue. And although clearly campaign finance is a big issue, and after Citizens United, there have been a lot of litigation all over the country on that. One of the problems, I believe, with this case in terms of being something the United States Supreme Court would take is that it's got a complicated and convoluted history. It arises through a John Doe proceeding. The Wisconsin Supreme Court issued a decision and then it reconsidered and wrote another mandate. So my guess is they did not want to wade into the case. It involved issues of state law and federal law. And so I think that the odds of a court taking this case were very, very small. Even if they would want to tackle campaign finance, I suspect they would take some other case.
You know, that's very interesting because it would seem to a novice like me that would be why they would want to take it.
Well, the question is this case a good vehicle for the court to be able to lay out the rules clearly? And what there are allegations about what may have happened. It's not as though you've got a record of there being campaign finance violations. Of course, we had the leaked documents that are not part of the public record, although they're out there. So that's one issue. The other issue that was before the court was the issue of recusal by two of the justices. And there's a Caperton case that the court has decided that if there's a big enough donation to a particular justice, that there's a due process argument that justice should not sit on the case. This case had a complicating factor that the party that was being harmed was the state versus an individual party. And there's a real question whether the state is entitled to due process. And again, I think that probably they thought that this was not a good case to tackle the issue of recusal. One of the many problems the court has is there are only 8 members right now. And there are some theories out there that the court is looking at some of these cases and saying, you know, if there are only 8 of us, should we even take it? Because if there's a likely split of 4-4 down the road, then you go through that whole process and you still don't have a decision.
Earlier, you mentioned the leaked documents to The Guardian, and I guess I'm wondering, I've heard a lot of Republicans calling for an investigation into who leaked those documents. Do you think that's going anywhere?
Well, and I want to point out, it's not just the Republicans that are calling for it. It's the prosecutors and the special prosecutors are calling for it. And at least they've indicated in the media, and that's all I know, that there were things in those documents that they had not seen before. That's going to be a tough attempt on their parts because most media sources, and I'm sure The Guardian will take that position, that their sources are protected. But I think that's a valid area of search because it's a violation of court order. I don't know what luck they're going to have or any investigators are going to have in finding out who's responsible for the leak. But I think that's a valid search to find out who did that.